Greetings, 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 and salutations. Welcome to the night shift with DJ Kevin Stew. It's Healthy Love Night. Kicking things up with the song Alexi. Track called Signal Me. I want to say big ups to each and everyone locked in right now. Those on TuneIn Radio. Yeah, if you're locked in on the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew on TuneIn Radio, big ups to you. Welcome, welcome. Those who are hailing from up in New Jersey on NIE Radio, home of the motivator, New Jersey's finest. Wanna say blessings to ya. Much love to the island worldwide, massive over there in New York. China Nicole, Gary, and the Jump Out production crew, much love to you. Much love to those out of Long Island, New York. On Reggae Pulse Radio. You kind of have to roll your tongue with it. DJ Atomic Force and the crew, much love to you. Say blessings to those who are locked in on the foundation with the network ClintonLindsay.com. I want to say big ups to the veteran in the business, Mr. Clinton Lindsay. Say big ups to those who are locked in on PEMGTV.com. Welcome, welcome. Much love to the massive from across the pond. Top of the morning to you guys over in the UK. One ham on the radio. King Genius, Queen Genius. Much love to Ono. When you're ready, just signal me now. You know, that's some kind of determination right there. When you tell somebody, you know, listen, no matter what you're doing, you know, oh, yeah. I'm not leaving here alone. I'm gonna say big ups to those who are locked in on Zeno FM. Those on Clubhouse. Bubbling in the stew pot. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Massive on Facebook Live. I'm in a love time, could I talk to you? Those on YouTube Live. Okay, for a moment. And of course, those right here at the home of the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew. KevinStew.com. Where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment. Girl, to be open, yeah. So glad to have you. Couldn't do it without you. And you have my word, I wouldn't even try. I want to say much thanks to my segment sponsors. Pulse Media Group, and being in a moment is priceless. Let's go ahead and give them a call. They can help you with videos, photos, streaming, advertising. You have an event you want to stream live on a secure platform, whether yours or theirs? Give them a call. 754-999-1140. Whether it's your church service, your funeral, your party, graduation, seminar, you name it. 754-999-1140 gets you in touch. Talk to them about streaming your event. If you want it to look just like you see here on KevinStew.com and you have your own website, they can hook you up with that too. They hooked me up. Just tell them you heard about them on the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew. I want to say thank you to Althea and her healing heavenly hands. Althea Ace is a licensed massage therapist operating out of Broad County, North Miami-Dade and South Palm Beach counties. She comes to you, bringing her table, her oils, and over 20 years massage therapy experience. All you gotta do is give her a call, 954-655-9000. She only has one request outside of paying her. It's that you get off her table and go sleep somewhere else when she's done. Because if you're anything like me, you're guaranteed to fall asleep when she lays those hands on you. I want to say thank you to the Global Bass. The Global Bass has over 30 years of experience in the music industry and with public relations. They can take care of your artist management and booking. Plan your events. Music production, marketing and promotion. That and more. And all you have to do is give them a call, 954-804-8199. You can check them out at theglobalbass.com. When you get in touch, say, hey, I hear Kevin Stew talking about you. Talk to me. What can you do for me? Hey man, just mention my name. I want to say thank you to Mike Neal Trucking. Mike Neal Trucking is a veteran-owned, licensed and insured mover in the state of Florida. So you want to move from the Keys up to Jacksonville. From Naples to Palm Beach. Pompano Beach to Pensacola. And all points in between. Let's say you want to put some things in storage. You don't have the transportation, you don't have the manpower. Don't worry. You have the name and you have the number. Mike Neal Trucking. 954-406-9740. Call them up now. Because one thing is for sure, with Mike Neal Trucking, your goods are in good hands. Inviting you to call a friend, tell a friend, friends of your friends of your enemies, enemies of your friends, and your enemies too. To call up everybody. Because information is good for everybody. We all have a woman in our lives in some way, shape, or form. Mother, sister, auntie, cousin, girlfriend. Best friend. And we all have one. Or a few. And so it would be interesting for them to get this information to, so that it can help them to pay attention. Because in these times, you know, there are certain things that are afflicting us. And it may be afflicting some more than others. But we all have something to deal with. And tonight, we're looking at misdiagnosed heart disease. And sometimes underdiagnosed. Once again, it's the sound of Lexi that is kicking us off. Track called Signal Me. What kind of signals do you look for when you're talking about heart disease? Inviting you to call in to participate. You can call, you can text 773-789-STEW. That's 773-789-7839. Call, text, WhatsApp, Telegram from anywhere in the world. It gets you right here into the studio, live and in living color. Hey Pat, how you doing? Of course, you can jump into the stew pot also. If you don't know what the stew pot is, it's what others refer to as a chat room. But because of Fancy and KevinStew.com, it's a stew pot. You don't need to register, you don't need to sign up, you don't need to offer your firstborn an internal organ or a blood sacrifice. It's completely free. Just go to KevinStew.com and you are there. You can remain anonymous if you want to. You can put your name. At least that way, it's a little bit more personal, yeah? Share your stories with me. Now, was having a little bit of a dialogue with a friend of mine. And she said, you know, this it's really interesting because a lot of women are misdiagnosed or they don't get diagnosed with a heart condition. And so many women have it. And I'm like, what do you mean? We both have hearts, men and women, and the tests are the same. So what's going on? Well, as it would so turn out, according to Vasolabs.com, the frequent misdiagnosis and underdiagnosis of heart disease is an ongoing healthcare crisis in the United States. And an underdiagnosis is a consistent failure to recognize or accurately diagnose a disease or condition in a large population of people, such as women or minorities. A misdiagnosis is delayed or incorrect diagnosis of an illness. I saw that and I was like, wait, there's something serious happening here. And so I went searching a little bit more. You guys are going to have rain in New York, but, well, pull out your umbrellas. Despite more than 30,000 women being admitted to UK hospitals each year with a heart attack, a study has shown that women had a 50% higher chance than men of receiving the wrong initial diagnosis following a heart attack. This is information out of BHF.org in the UK. And it's the Heart Matters magazine. And they say, like men, some women often fail to recognize the signs and symptoms of a heart attack. So, yes, men fail to recognize the signs and symptoms also. But the part that gets me is where they said a study has shown that women had a 50% higher chance than men of receiving the wrong initial diagnosis following a heart attack. That's crazy to me. Is that gender bias? I don't know what could be the reason behind that. I'm gonna share a story from this magazine with you in a little bit. Well, actually, let me share that story now, and then I'll get to some of this information here. So, Alison Fillingham, 49-year-old from out of Bolton in the UK, said that she had a heart attack on her way to work. Alison has been a nurse for 24 years and didn't realize what was going on with her. I had pain in my collarbone and neck, but I just thought it was because I had a hectic few days. I went to work as normal and hoped the pain would go away. I know nurses that do that. Real talk. 2 days later, the pain became excruciating, and spread to her jaw, so her sister made her call an ambulance. When the paramedics arrived, they told me I was just having a panic attack, so I was taken to the hospital with no urgency. It was only when she was seen hours later that she was diagnosed as having a heart attack. Not in short order, hours later. Knowing how much this delayed diagnosis could have put my life at risk, I wish I'd recognize the symptoms and call the ambulance immediately. It's so important to act fast and get the medical help you need. I am now more aware that heart disease can affect anyone at any time. But at the time, a heart attack was the last thing I could be, I
I thought could be happening to me. Is this the way women generally feel about a heart attack? Is this something that it's because of their nature, where they have to be looking out and looking after everyone else, that they don't really pay attention to themselves? I don't know what it is. Although modern medicine continues to advance, cardiovascular diseases are still frequently misdiagnosed and underdiagnosed in the United States, according to VasoLabs. Since heart disease sometimes comes with atypical symptoms and comorbidities, it can be difficult for many physicians to correctly diagnose a patient during their first appointment. Now, to solve this issue, healthcare practitioners need access to adequate screening tools that allow them to accurately assess patients for signs of heart disease. Accurate screenings will put patients on the right treatment plan and on their way to recovery. So, it's a screening tool issue that causes this. Now, again, the study that showed the statistics is a study out of the UK. So, what's the deal there? Yeah, I get it. One bit of information from the US, one bit from the UK. But the same thing is happening everywhere. So, is it a screening tool issue, really? Or is it a mindset all over? Pat says, they told me years ago about a small heart attack in Kings County Hospital, partly because of these medications. So I stopped taking all medications. I had no pain. I never had another one since. Sometimes doctors give wrong medications. Even one of my friends recently, and he is suing the hospital. He is a veteran. So, one thing that is difficult to get compensation for, and that is something medical. But, you know, the doctors have medical insurance for that. Pray that is not after getting vaccinated for something, because there's a whole disclaimer when it comes to vaccinations, and we've talked about that, but maybe we need to get back to talking about it some more, because for some reason, as soon as something comes up, the question is there a vaccine for that? In a 2021 medical study, researchers discovered that misdiagnosis of heart failure ranges from 16 to 68% depending on the setting. Heart disease is commonly misdiagnosed or underdiagnosed by physicians due to the wide variety of comorbidities that share similar symptoms to heart disease. Patients are frequently misdiagnosed as having conditions ranging from panic disorder and indigestion to asthma and COPD. This study highlights the importance of fast and accurate cardiovascular screening tests to ensure that patients are put on the correct treatment plan as quickly as possible. Now, although heart disease is the leading cause of death among all genders and all races and ages, heart disease is more commonly misdiagnosed in women. The reason... Okay, now we can get some information here. The reason is that symptoms present themselves differently in women than in men. While men frequently display telltale symptoms such as heart palpitations, jaw pain, sweating, and shortness of breath, women often have more atypical symptoms such as feelings of indigestion and back or shoulder pain. Now, according to studies, 2/3 of women who die suddenly from undiagnosed heart disease do not present the classic symptoms prior to their deaths. In many cases, women feel pain in other areas of the body, which makes it more difficult for doctors to pinpoint the root cause of their symptoms. Men, however, tend to feel chest pain or pressure that is a clearer indicator of a heart condition, making it easier to diagnose and treat. So, one of my initial questions then becomes, if we as medical professionals have this little bit of information, we know that in women, heart disease and problems with the heart can manifest in different ways. When there are certain complaints, isn't it just wise to run a heart diagnostic? Especially when it's a woman of a certain age? Or is that too simple a thought? We're going to go with the easier issue first, get them out and get them moving, and if it's something more serious, they'll come back. Why not just take care of everything one time? Isn't that two different hospital bills when you do it that way? Or is it because it's two different hospital bills why it is done that way? According to one study of medical malpractice claims between 2011 and 2015, 70% of the closed claims found that female patients died after being misdiagnosed or underdiagnosed, with 28% having damage to their heart muscles due to myocardial infraction. Most cases of undiagnosed heart disease occur under the care of primary care physicians who miss the warning signs of heart disease. How scary is that? So, our sisters, aunts, mothers, grandmothers are in grave danger when it comes to taking care of their hearts. Not just because things have gone so bad as it relates to our diets and our lifestyle. Let me just put in one big package and just say our lifestyle. But in our treatment, in our diagnosis, it's gone from, well, I guess it has always been kind of mediocre, because this has been going on for a while. So, what are some of the common misdiagnoses of heart disease? That maybe that's the other place that we need to go. We need to look into that and find out what is going on there. But before we do that, we're going to take a break. As we are on this break, we're going to part company with those on Facebook Live and those on Clubhouse. But no worries, the broadcast continues. It's on our affiliate providers, our affiliate partners, and right here, KevinStew.com, the home of the Night Shift to DJ Kevin Stew, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment. And as we're about to part company, a few little bit of housekeeping information I want to pass on to you guys. One of them, and hopefully this sets your heart at ease at the end of the year, one of them is the 780-390 challenge. And this is a savings challenge. So it's not one of those that is going to get you wet or make you have to need a change of clothes. No. Nothing like that. This one is just saving to put you in a better position at the end of the year. So you save by $10. There are two ways to do it. You can do the 780 where you save by $10 and in $10 increments, or the 390 where you save by $5 increments. And this happens by each month. It's just once a month you're putting away this money. You put $10 and you add $10 as the months increase. Now, if you want to just go ahead and multiply the number of the month that you're in by 10, then you can do it that way. So this is the second month. You multiply that by 10. That is how much you have to put into your savings account. And if you can put it into a high yield savings account, all the better. And you do that until you get to the end of the year. And if you do that in month 12, you put away $120, which may be a stretch for a lot of people. But you put that $120 away in month 12, and you will have saved $780. Now, it's a challenge because it could be a little bit of a stretch. And so, you could, if it means changing up some things that you normally spend on, then it's worth it in the end. It's a 780-390 challenge. Get on board. There's still time. So this month, you only put away $20. Next month, we're going for $30. Get on board early and put it in an interest-bearing account, a high-yield account, and you'll be good to go at the end of the year. So you'll have even more than the 780 or 390, but you would have saved at least that. Also, I want to remind you, getting the audiobook, Empowered, Essential Concepts and Strategies Every Woman Should Know About Self-Defense. I narrated this audiobook back in December, well, in November of last year, and it's available everywhere you can get your audiobook. But definitely on Amazon, definitely on Audible. Just go to kevinstew.com. There's an image of the book cover there. Just click on it and it takes you to where you need to go to get your copy of the audiobook, Empowered, Essential Concepts and Strategies Every Woman Should Know About Self-Defense. It is authored by Jonathan Field and narrated by yours truly, Kevin Stew. All right? Cool.
Quasi Media Group, innovative streaming and recording, has done it again. A new way to get your business in full view of your neighborhood consumer through AdShare TV. It's available in your neighborhood today. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. Become a host today and place a TV monitor in a strategic location so it's easy to see. Get a 1-minute video ad or longer that plays anywhere in our network. Can't be a host? No problem. For a few dollars, we'll run your 30-second video ad. A host can run announcement specials like buy one, get one free, or discount ads. Let's turn your flyers into a 30-second video with music, or a voiceover, or let us create and run your video ad with a spokesperson. Take advantage of our early enrollment discount. Join us today. Your ad will be seen at least 30 times per day in your AdShare TV neighborhood. It's easy. Just call us, 754-999-6020. AdShare TV, part of Pulse Media Group.
Honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, in math, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, in biology, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. And stupid. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one.
In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid.
In English,
and in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The only thing I didn't learn today.
The only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
It's Christine representing for DJ Kevin. You see me, I say, I don't know the boss. You see me, I say, DJ Kevin's two and a night shift radio show. Yo, it thing at the thing, turn up the thing loud. Whoa, DJ Kevin's two have the heart of a champion. Never underestimate, just choose him. The silver line behind the dark clouds. DJ Kevin's still believing, and that's no doubt. Sell out the night shift radio show, Christine. It's a heart to top. Loud.
The beast. Son of Rachel Dave Lee bringing us back from the break. The track is called Life Is Good. As we address the misdiagnosed heart, looking at misdiagnosed heart diseases and the fact that women are more often misdiagnosed than men. And so we raised the question before we went off on the break. What are they diagnosed with then? What are they misdiagnosed with as having going on? Now, since the symptoms of heart disease can range from mild to severe, and from common to atypical, heart disease is often misdiagnosed as another health condition. Other diagnoses include anxiety, anemia, and kidney disease and lung diseases. Heart disease is most commonly mistaken as chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. In one recent study, over 8% of heart disease patients had been previously misdiagnosed with COPD and put on the wrong treatment plan. Talk about making a bad situation worse. That's right there. And since this whole medical treatment thing is called a practice, you know, you can't expect that it'll be right the first time all the time, because it's practice, and practice makes perfect, right? So it requires quite a bit of work being put in to get it right. I don't know, we're all test subjects at some point in time. I don't know. Now, remember, not every case of heart disease misdiagnosis is due to a blatant oversight. Sometimes doctors simply identify the wrong heart disease subtype. These more subtle diagnoses, however, can still lead to disastrous consequences. When doctors misdiagnose patients, the disease has more time to advance and cause the patient serious or even fatal complications. The misdiagnosis of heart disease increases the chance of a poor outcome in two ways. One, the disease continues to advance undetected. Of course, we don't want that to happen. Two, the patient may experience adverse effects when placed on the wrong medications. This whole thing about the wrong medication, I've heard only too often. And most recently, it happened with my older son. And he had an insect bite. He's allergic to certain insects. And he was given an antibiotic and a probiotic. He's also lactose intolerant. And apparently, the probiotic that was diagnosed, it contains lactose. It had him out of school for a week. So these are some of the things that can happen with being given the wrong medication or the wrong kind of medication. But that's for another broadcast, yeah?
Many patients with heart disease die suddenly. So it is crucial that they receive appropriate treatment in a timely manner. Despite the prevalence of cardiovascular conditions, cardiologists still have trouble diagnosing many patients in time for them to receive adequate treatment for their condition. To prevent serious illness and death, physicians need access to the most accurate screening tools to give their patients a better chance of recovery. Now, with all the advancement in technology, with all the scientific advancements, with all the advancements in medicine, at this stage of the game, you want to tell me that we still have problems identifying certain ailments? With the amount of money that goes into the healthcare business, we are still falling short with diagnoses and equipment for diagnosis. Come on, where's the money going? So we place a lot of emphasis on these prescriptions, and we already know these prescriptions are stopgap measures at best, a lot of them, because they're treating ailments, they're treating symptoms, not causes. And so we end up feeling good but not being cured. And I guess the healthcare business cannot thrive if you're curing everybody. So you just need to make everybody feel good, but not cure them. Yeah, I'm poking at the healthcare industry, the pharmaceutical industry, specifically, because when you treat people's lives like a dollar may come and a dollar may go. How do you put a dollar value on someone's life like that? And so you have to ask, how do you reduce the misdiagnosis and the underdiagnosis of heart disease? According to Vasolabs, to reduce the misdiagnosis and the underdiagnosis of heart disease, many hospitals are creating new programs to educate doctors and the public about the more atypical warning signs of heart disease. Now, if they're educating the doctors, who is doing the educating? Experts hope that more men and women will avoid delaying treatment if they are aware of the primary and secondary risk factors associated with heart conditions. These programs are created in the hopes that the more doctors and patients will approach each case with an open mind and realize that heart disease is not always a black and white diagnosis. In addition to education, healthcare practitioners need access to the most accurate screening tools available. And thankfully, there are places that provide practitioners with state-of-the-art technology to screen for heart disease. Considering that they're in the same industry, they should know some of these providers, who they are and what they do. And so these medical professionals need to be investing some of their high or their hard-earned high dollar amounts that they have acquired over time and reinvest it in things, in tools that are going to save lives. And if they're in this whole medical business to save lives, this should not be an issue. So if it is to save a life versus to treat a condition or treat a symptom of a condition that could take a life, then they're just playing the time game and seeing how much they can get out of an individual before they kick the bucket. So they're a dispensable commodity, or they are a time-limited investment. But when that investment runs out, they just find another one. I guess they're saying there are enough people on planet Earth, they can do that and still make a profit. I don't know. In the US, it's all about money. Sick care, not health care. Yeah, at least I'm not the only one that feels that way. So, the study, which according to Heart Matters magazine, the study which showed the higher misdiagnosis for women was carried out by researchers from the University of Leeds in the UK. The research used the Heart Attack Register of England, Wales, and Northern Ireland, MINAP, and found that overall, almost one-third of patients had an initial diagnosis which differed from their final diagnosis. So, initially, doctors said, hey, this is something else, you have gas. So you have digestive problems. But yes, it's really your heart not functioning properly and could potentially kill you, but we're going to diagnose you with having indigestion. That's just DJ Kevin Stew saying something, not DR Kevin Stew, because that person doesn't exist. We all know this, right? The two main types of heart attack are STEMI and NSTEMI. Now, your STEMI occurs when there's a blockage or of a coronary artery. The NSTEMI, which is more common, is a blockage or partial blockage of one or more coronary arteries. Both result in serious damage to the heart muscle. Now, this research found that women who had a final diagnosis of STEMI had a 59% greater chance of a misdiagnosis compared with men. And women who had a final diagnosis of NSTEMI had a 41% greater chance of misdiagnosis when compared with men. In the UK, around 100 women are admitted to hospital with a heart attack every day. There are around 380,000 female heart attack survivors living in the UK today. Many of these women will be living with heart failure as a consequence of their heart attack. The longer a heart attack is left undiagnosed and untreated, the more the heart muscle can be irreversibly damaged. Dr. Chris Gayle, not Chris Gayle the cricketer, Dr. Chris Gayle, Associate Professor of Cardiovascular Health Sciences and Honorary Consultant Cardiologist at the University of Leeds, who worked on the study, said, "We need to work harder to shift the perception that heart attack only affects certain types of persons." I guess that has always been the misconception. Only certain type of people would have heart attacks. And typically, when we think of a person with a heart attack, we envisage a middle-aged man who is overweight, has diabetes, and smokes. Typically, that's the kind of person that comes to mind, isn't it? The man. And this is not always the case. Because heart attacks affect the wider spectrum of the population, and that does include the woman. So we need to, there needs to be a little bit more care placed on, and maybe some time too, when it comes to looking into making sure that our women get the best of care when it comes to heart health. When it's going to be considered to be a panic attack, or it's going to be considered to be a digestive problem. That's a concern. So we have now found out that more often than not, women are misdiagnosed or underdiagnosed when it comes to heart disease. And we've learned what it may be misdiagnosed as. So how do we prevent it? Do we just wait until it happens and then pray for the correct diagnosis when we go to the doctor to get some drugs to treat the symptoms? Or is there something that we can do? Is there a way that we can go about addressing the issue related to heart disease? Because more often than not, something leads up to the heart attack. It's as a result of some lifestyle that is being lived, which includes your amount of exercise. It includes your diet. So what can we do? We've heard Nurse Marva Riley talk about having, what was it, less than 30% heart function, being given a timeline on the calendar to live. This some 20 plus years ago. Today, in her 60s, she is living her best life. Several pounds later, a whole lot fitter, a whole lot happier, and a whole lot healthier. And she did it with less medication. So apparently there's a lot that can be done when you know what it is that you're addressing and you are dedicated to addressing it. So we know that Marva has now done with the last book that she put out at the end of last year, the beginning of this year, being she's now at 3 books. There is Simple, Healthy, Easy, and Expensive Recipes. That's the second book, Share. The first book is Eat, Sleep, Meditate. And that was the one that's basically a summary of the lifestyle change that she made that saved her life. She started eating differently. She started sleeping differently. And she incorporated being mindful. So some meditation got tossed into the mix. And now the last book that she put out was The Weight Loss Guide, Lose Weight and Keep It Off for Good. And so all these books are based on her own experiences, things that she has done that has worked for her. And keep in mind, Marva had been a practicing medical professional for years. She's a registered nurse. And she worked in the emergency room, and she has seen many a patient come in and not make it out alive. So she has it from the professional side and she has it from the personal side, because she was almost one of those people that went in and never came out. Some people would say almost doesn't count, but in this case it does. Because it takes to the point where you realize that there's something going on and there's something that you have to do to make a change. You can't just depend on someone in a lab coat, in a lab somewhere, putting together some formula to create this thing that is going to save your life. No. You need to make some changes. You need to do something about it. You need to take the condition and face it head on and recognize and what it is that you're doing to contribute to your ill health. What it is that you're doing to ruin your heart. I remember a few years ago, I had to confess certain things because my heart literally was in pain. So it may be something that you're keeping up in your head. Some secret, some lie, some something that you really need to get off your chest, literally. And doing that could potentially save your life. Yeah, because we often ignore the psychological aspect of ailments. So we don't pay attention to the things that are going on in our heads that are causing us physical problems. And it's connected. You can't ignore it. Oftentimes we do because we don't pay attention to those things, but it's there and it's real. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to look into some things that could possibly save our lives. What changes do we have to make? Are there changes that we can make? What has worked for you? According to Harvard University, lifestyle changes could actually lower your heart disease risk. What are some of these lifestyle changes? We know of the ones that Nurse Marva Riley had made. And those saved her life. What are some of the changes? As according to Harvard University, what are some of the changes? When we come back from the break, we're going to find those out. Call your friends, tell your friends, friends of your friends, friends of your enemies, enemies of your friends, and your enemies too. Call up everybody. We're looking at misdiagnosed heart diseases. And the fact that women tend to be misdiagnosed more often than men. Which... it's quite scary because we need the women in our lives. They might be the cause of some of our heart problems, but hey, can't live with them and we definitely can't live without them. So we'll be back in just a few as we continue right here in Healthy Love on the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. We'll be right back.
Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." With this in mind, and encouragement received during a South Florida media conference, The Church Links was birthed. The Church Links is an interdenominational worship service portal for churches, providing the tools to spread the word through technology in a cost-effective way. The Church Links, www.dahchurchlinx.com. Your links to worship and praise.
Making great music is one thing, sharing it with the world, that's another. Let the professionals at Reggae Global Entertainment help you to another level. Specializing in artist management, booking, public relations and marketing, and promotion, Reggae Global Entertainment can help you with event planning, websites, photography, and video production, press releases, legal services, and graphic design. They can even help you with music production so you can get the sound that you want every time. Call Reggae Global Entertainment at 954-804-8199. That's 804-8199. Or visit them online at reggaeglobalentertainment.com.
MRE Entertainment, in association with VPAL Distribution, presents the brand new hit single.
Hi, I'm Robert French, and you're listening to my new song, Every Day of My Life.
Now available on all major digital platforms.
Every day of my life will be, I just love you. Spend the rest of my life always. I just love you. Every day of my life will be, I just love you. Spend the rest of my life.
When being in the moment is priceless, consider the ability to share that moment. If you can video it, you can broadcast it. And Pulse eMedia Group has the tools you need. Weddings, birthdays, funerals, graduations, church services, parties, seminars, you name it. Pulse eMedia Group can provide you with a secure medium controlled by you to broadcast your event. Contact us at www.pulseemediagroup.com for more information. Pulse eMedia Group, when being in the moment is priceless.
Yes, yes, yes. Akara Mantino, I'm making noise right now. You are locked in to DJ Kevin Stew on the night shift.
The musical stylings of Robert French, bringing us back from the break. His new song called Every Day of My Life. Supporting vocals from the Twiggyrific one. You can't miss her at all. Twiggy has this unmistakable style and sound. You know, anywhere you hear her, you just know it's her. The track is called Every Day of My Life. Welcome back to the broadcast. If you're just joining us, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's never too late for a show of rain, so it's never too late to join the night shift to DJ Kevin Stew and Healthy Love. And tonight, we're looking at misdiagnosed heart disease. So, you know, you too can look into what some of these misdiagnoses maybe, if you don't believe what I am telling you, but, you know, the information is out there. Pat said, I'm not on any medications anymore. I feel better. I sleep better. One of the medications I had stopped taking months later had been recalled, and I'm glad I had stopped taking it in time. Medications can stop the blood flow. And since I stopped that medication, I got the blood circulation back. I used natural blood circulation health products, and it helps the blood pressure support. And she got them from buying them online. It's one of them from in a green and white bottle. And another one in a red and white bottle. And it contains beetroot. Now, if anybody knows, beet is blood red and definitely has some properties that helps with heart health. Amazing, right? Funny enough that it's that color. I don't know if that is why or that's a contributor. But I just chalk it up to the design by the designer. Yeah? Cool. So, according to Harvard Health, there are some things that can be done to improve your heart health. Lifestyle changes that can decrease
your heart risk. Yeah? So, what are some of those things? Well, let's take a look. Nearly half of all premature deaths may be due to unhealthy lifestyle choices such as insufficient exercise, poor diet, and smoking. These risk factors increase the risk of high blood pressure, diabetes, heart attacks, and stroke. Nearly half of all premature deaths. That's a pretty big number. So you could cut down on the number of heart attacks just by lifestyle changes alone. The good news is that lifestyle changes make the difference. In a study analyzing over 55,000 people, those with favorable lifestyle habits such as not smoking, not being obese, engaging in regular physical activity, and eating a healthy diet lowered their heart disease risk by nearly 50%. The American College of Cardiology, ACC, and the American Heart Association, AHA, recently published guidelines detailing lifestyle and behavioral recommendations to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease and to reduce it in those who do not yet have it. So, talk about preventative care. This is it right here. Now, the guidelines addressed diet and nutrition, exercise and physical activity, body weight, and tobacco use. They draw from existing evidence that healthier lifestyle choices can reduce the risk of premature death and disability due to heart disease. Science has proven that chronic low-grade inflammation can turn into a silent killer that contributes to cardiovascular disease, cancer, and type 2 diabetes, as well as other conditions. So we need to pay attention to things that cause inflammation. And that's one of the things that we've heard Nurse Marva Riley talk about. Now, if you've been listening to The Night Shift from it got started back in 2010, it's like, 13 years ago now. Wow. So it's over a decade ago when I used to have Dr. J. Love on, Dr. Jenny Stone. She would talk about some of these things too. So it's not just anything new that I'm presenting. I just have to keep presenting it because we keep going back to doing the same old things, expecting a different outcome. And unfortunately, that is a sign of madness. We have been living crazy lives. And not crazy good ones either. The ACC and AHA guidelines included specific dietary recommendations, such as eating a diet high in vegetables, fruits, legumes, nuts, whole grains, and fish. They also recommend limiting sodium, saturated fats, refined carbohydrates, sweetened beverages, and processed meats, and omitting trans fats. Of the things that are recommended and things that to consume, recommended to consume, and things advised to stay away from, what are the things that are most readily available? And what are the things that are most readily available to the disenfranchised? Because now we have to start thinking, wait a minute. If you live in certain communities, there are certain things that are not readily available to you. And this is how it is. So you have to leave out of your community and go into another community in order to get what you need. And that causes another problem because now you're investing in another community and that community is thriving and your community is suffering and those that are living in that community are also suffering and can't get the quality products that you had to leave and go to support another community to get. You see the economics of it all. You can't separate it. And so, the diets that are high in vegetables, fruits, legumes, nuts, whole grains, and fish, where do you find these things? You don't go into your average corner store in the hood and find these things readily available. Not in healthy proportions. And so they're encouraged to have what is readily available to them because you don't have the time to be driving out of your community to go somewhere else just to get some groceries. A lot of the times, you don't have the time or you don't have the resources. Because we don't have, we're made to suffer. And now we end up with these health conditions and we're trying to survive and we're struggling to survive and we're paying, using money and resources that we don't have for a treatment that is only addressing the symptoms of the problems. You see a cyclical problem here. One that the circle of problems only gets greater, but you're still going around in circles. We're spiraling out of control. We're spiraling into a grave situation, literally. A healthy lifestyle, according to Harvard Health, involves a range of healthy behaviors. One way to think about heart disease risk and corresponding lifestyle changes is the acronym ABCDES. So it's your ABCDES. Yeah? Alcohol, blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, exercise, and smoking. So let's take a look at each of these. Alcohol. You want to avoid excess alcohol. While the benefit of light to moderate alcohol consumption is somewhat controversial, because they say, a little bit of red wine is good for the heart, excessive alcohol consumption is associated with increased risk for death, heart disease, and liver disease. Studies show harm occurs when individuals consume more than 100 grams of alcohol, about 7 drinks per week. A standard drink is just about 12 ounces of beer or 5 ounces of wine, 1.5 ounces of distilled spirits. These contain 14 grams of alcohol. So, just like how you would count your calories when you're doing certain diets, you need to count your alcohol consumption. Following a healthy dietary pattern, such as the dietary approaches to stop hypertension, these can help to lower blood pressure. So this is your B, your blood pressure. Alcohol, blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, exercise, smoking. So addressing the blood pressure. The DASH diet. Dietary approaches to stop hypertension. The DASH diet is specifically designed to lower blood pressure. It emphasizes fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat diet dairy products, legumes, nuts, seeds, and lean meats. These foods are typically high in fiber and low in saturated fat, cholesterol, and sodium. Some of the main ingredients to put you in an early grave. Studies suggest that the DASH diet can lower systolic blood pressure, that's the top number, by about 8 millimeters, and diastolic blood pressure, that's the bottom number, by about 4 mm per hg. And reduce mortality. So it reduces the systolic and the diastolic numbers, basically bringing down your overall blood pressure. That's a good thing, by the way. If you're wondering, that's a good thing. Now, if you already have low blood pressure issues, then you may need to reconsider your approach. But typically, more often than not, we have more cases of high blood pressure issues than we do low blood pressure issues. Then we have cholesterol. Elevated cholesterol is a risk factor for heart disease and is associated with a higher risk of death. Now, while genetics does play a role, excessive weight, physical inactivity, type 2 diabetes, and excessive alcohol intake also contribute to high cholesterol. So that's your C. And research suggests that reducing saturated fat in the diet and replacing saturated fat with polyunsaturated fat may lower cardiovascular risk. This means you're going to be replacing butter, coconut oil, palm oil, shortening, or lard with olive, sunflower, canola, corn, sesame, soybean, and sunflower oils. Now, I'll tell you this. Coconut oil is one of those things that's a regular in my diet because it's one of the better oils to actually use. Cooking with olive oil can be really dangerous, so you need to be aware of your oils too. Be mindful of the recommendations that you get and learn how to work within those recommendations. The Mediterranean diet has been found to lower cholesterol and also reduce CVD risk. This diet is rich in fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and whole grains, with limited consumption of red meat and sweets. Olive oil is the main source of dietary fat. Eating foods rich in omega-3 fatty acids, such as salmon, trout, tuna, herring, and mackerel, also helps to reduce heart disease risk. Pay attention to what it is that you're putting into your body. You'll always hear Pat talk about it when she jumps into the chat, that the gut microbiome is very important. Yes, your gut health dictates your overall health. So watch what it is that you're consuming. Most of our ailments can be tied right back to our diets. Diabetes is a major risk factor for heart disease. So this is your D. Fortunately, lifestyle changes can help. For example, if you have pre-diabetes, losing at least 7% of body weight and engaging in 150 minutes or more per week, not one day, for the whole week, 150 minutes or more of moderate to intense, or well, basically of moderate intensity physical activity, has been shown to reduce the risk of progressing to diabetes. This is when you're pre-diabetic. Healthy diets such as the Mediterranean diet and the DASH diet and plant-based diets emphasizing foods higher in fiber and omega-3 fatty acids and lower in glycemic load and saturated fats. There it is again, saturated fats. These are also recommended. Stay away from them. The E was for exercise. So the question is, how much exercise do you really need? Well, the physical activity guidelines for Americans from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services recommend that all adults ages 18 to 64 engage in at least 150 minutes of moderate aerobic exercise per week or 75 minutes of vigorous aerobic activity or an equivalent mix of the two. Mix it up. Activities such as brisk walking, running, swimming, biking, and other aerobic exercises are all good options. Go ahead and use them up. Me, I play ball once a week. And, well, partly because I can only get once a week to do something like that. But it's a very important point in time for me. So as a general rule, and according to Harvard Health, being active is better than being sedentary. So as an example, taking at least 4,400 steps daily, so 4,400 steps, is associated with lowering the risk of death than only taking 2,700 steps per day. So if you find that you're doing 2,000 steps each day, kind of step that up. Add some more steps to your day. Add some more steps to your weekly routine. And the S. So that was the exercise at the E. The S, smoking. You have to ask the question, how bad is smoking for your health? And if you really have to ask the question, then maybe you should stop. Smokers have a higher heart disease risk than never smokers or non-smokers. And 2 to 3 times the risk of death. The more you smoke, the higher your risk of death. Quit smoking. And quit smoking medications like Varenicline. I don't even know what that is. Oh, Chantix and Wellbutrin. So that's what? Bupropion? I don't even know what that is. But it's Wellbutrin. Is a common name, I guess, and Chantix, the common name. And nicotine replacement therapies are generally safe and can effectively help people quit smoking. Funny thing about nicotine replacement or alternatives to nicotine, it's still smoking. So once you're ingesting these particles or you're inhaling these particles, you run the risk of clogging the lungs. So now you can't get that rich oxygen into the blood or the amounts of oxygen into the blood that the body needs. And so you start slowing down because your body starts shutting down to preserve the energy in the muscles. So you see the problems that you run into. Hey, cuz, how you doing? And so when looking at our lifestyle and how we can make changes in it, things that we can do to extend a healthy life, because you can live long and be miserable because you are ailing from this, that, and the other. You have a multitude of health problems and you're being kept alive just barely with some medication. That can happen. But think of how much better a quality of life you could have just by making some lifestyle changes. Just by getting up every now and then and taking a few steps. And just so you're not just putting yourself into shock, you're doing it in moderation. So your day had 1,000 steps in it yesterday. And you recognize that for the majority of the day, you were just sitting. You work from home and you wake up, you walk to the kitchen and get yourself a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, and you come back and your desk is in your bedroom and you sit there. And you take a break by getting up from your desk and walking over to your bed and stretching out in your bed for a little bit and then going back to your desk. Or you are a workaholic and you're just continuously and constantly working and not getting up and not taking a little bit of exercise. And so you're killing yourself slowly. That's not the way to live. And that's not the way to live a full, healthy, eventful life. Get up, wake up, live, go out there. Yeah, Pat, walking is great exercise. And if you think you don't have anywhere to walk, you live in a community. Now, hopefully it's a good enough community. And if it is not so great a community, all you do is change the time of, well, schedule the time of day that you could actually go do some walking. Because once you live in the community, people know you anyway. So if it's not a great community, you're still known to live in the community. And so you can still walk. And if there's a problem walking outside, you can walk inside, walk in step, walk in place. And you can get one of them little in step exercise things. And it basically it's just something to step up on. And you can have fun with it and step up on this side and step down on that side and play some music and step and step and step and step. And you'd be getting some steps in. And funny enough, that may be all that you need to make a great difference in steps to having a lifestyle change. And this lifestyle change is what's going to save your life. Can you imagine how much happier your loved ones will be that you get to spend that much more time with them? That they don't get to say a forever goodbye because you decided you didn't want to get up. That doesn't sound like fun at all. So let's go ahead and take steps to be mindful. Let's be cognizant of the fact that women half the time are twice as likely to be misdiagnosed or underdiagnosed with a heart condition than men are. So this lifestyle change, even more so for the women, is important. And here's the thing. A lot of men do things because women will see them. Let me say it again. A lot of men do things because women will see them. They do them to get a woman's attention. So can you imagine if women are walking more, how are men going to get their attention? They're probably going to start running. they're going to do the same things too. So if that isn't an incentive, then find something that is. Whatever it is that you choose to do, make it a lifestyle change. Make it something that is going to encourage you having a better quality of life. And that is something that you can pass on to generations to come.
Hey, mama.
As we get into musical therapy,
first can I express how much I love you?
This is the song of Candyman. It's called Every Day is Mother's Day. And we've made it to the end of another night shift. Another end of another Healthy Love broadcast right here on the night shift with DJ Kevin Stew. And I want to thank you all for sticking around and hanging out with me. Thank you for sharing your experiences. Thank you for your input. Thank you for hanging out, Pat.
Happiness is a blessing.
Thank you for passing through, cuz.
Thank you, Lord, for everything.
The zone of Jonah Marie working out with Ed Robinson in the background. Mr. and Mrs. Jonah Marie, or Mr. and Mrs. Robinson, whichever way you want to take it. A track called We Made It. As we part company tonight, remember to look out for members of your community. And your community is not just the development that you live in, but it spreads far and wide to those that you pass on the bus, on the plane, the boat, or the train, whether you walk, ride, or drive. These are members of your community. Do something good for one of them today, because you never know who's going to do something good for you tomorrow.
We finally made it today. Love has found its way.
Good morning to you wherever you are in the world.
Now we'll never be apart.
Remember, I'll be live again next week. Next week, it'll be on Wednesday.
Yes, we made it. I
due to the changes in schedule, temporarily I'll be doing a one live broadcast per week, covering all my broadcasts. So next week it will be real talk, it will be live. Catch you on Saturday, all being well, on Reggae Global Radio for the Saturday Stew, 8 p.m. Eastern. But until then, good morning, good afternoon, good day to you, good evening, good night from right here in South Florida. Be good. If you can't be good at it. I'm out of here. Until. Greetings and salutations, one and all. You're invited to tune in to the Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew. It airs on Mondays with Community and Finance, Tuesdays with Healthy Love, and Wednesdays with Real Talk from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. Come spend some time interacting in the Stew Pot, where we keep things bubbling and wind down in musical therapy. The Night Shift with DJ Kevin Stew is on kevinstew.com, where you're encouraged to have acceptance through enlightenment.